Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 9:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition from Philadelphia. A new report reveals Pennsylvania is still in what researchers call a reading recession. In fact, it points to the COVID-19 pandemic as the reason reading and math scores have tanked. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
Only five states and D.C. made notable progress in both math and reading scores since 2022. Pennsylvania was not among that group, despite making minor improvements in math. Harvard professor Thomas Kane is a co-author of the Education Scorecard.
It's worth noting that the rate of learning loss in the 3 years before the pandemic and the 3 years after the pandemic was the same as it was during the pandemic itself.
Researchers did highlight a number of school districts in the Delaware Valley that are on the rise, including William Penn, Philadelphia, and Rose Tree Media. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
The new Education Scorecard report finds math and reading levels in most New Jersey school districts remain depressed from the pandemic. Sean Reardon is an education sociologist at the Educational Opportunity Project at Stanford University. He co-authored the report.
We can provide better educational opportunities and more equal educational opportunities, but we haven't been doing that very effectively over the last decade or so.
Only a handful of New Jersey school districts are ranked as districts on the rise. The cost of electricity has spiked in the last few years, and the Philadelphia City Council is looking for ways to make power more affordable. Experts say the problem is caused by several factors, including surging demand from data centers and a need for grid infrastructure upgrades. Jamie Van Nostrand is a senior fellow at Penn's Kleinman Center for Energy Policy. He says most of these factors are out of the city council's control. However, he says Philly can get involved when utilities ask state regulators to raise rates.
Well, the proceedings are complex, and I'm certainly well aware of that, having been in that hearing room for over 40 years, the city could have an impact in shaping the outcomes by thoughtfully weighing in on issues of particular importance.
Advocates are also urging council members to invest in home repairs that save energy and raise energy efficiency standards for new buildings. Sports fills. They'll play the Red Sox again tonight. They beat them yesterday 2-1. Kyle Schwarber tied a Phillies record for homering for the fifth consecutive game. Now, it looks like tonight we've got the Philadelphia Union. They're on with Orlando City in Orlando. And the news, the 76ers fired Daryl Morey as president after the team was swept by the Knicks in the playoffs. And here's your Philly forecast today. Partly cloudy in the morning hours. This afternoon, it will cloud up, apparently. We'll have a high of 75, and the winds will be a factor 15 to 25 miles an hour. They die down a little bit tonight, as we could have some steady rain overnight with a low of 55. Right now in Philly, some sun and clouds, 64 degrees. It's 9:07. This is WHYY.